The Pentagon has gone to great lengths to condemn the behavior of Iraqis on the battlefield. U.S. officials have gone so far as to compare some tactics to terrorism. The Bush administration could decide to prosecute Iraqi irregular forces as illegal combatants, but that decision may depend on what sort of order the administration wants to create in a post-war Iraq. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Since the invasion of Iraq began, military officials have implied that Iraqi soldiers and militia fighters have not fought according to the rules of war. But when General Vince Brooks was asked by reporters whether he was in fact charging these fighters with war crimes, he wasn't ready to go that far.
We characterize them with terms that describe their behavior. It doesn't necessarily put them into any particular legal category from the perspective of this command. I think our government has been clear that there will be accountability for the violations of the Geneva Convention.
The Pentagon says it's too busy fighting to prosecute war crimes now, but that could change when the fighting stops or if the war drags on. If a regular soldier commits some sort of war crime, say firing on civilians, there's a clear route for trying that soldier, according to Eugene Fidel of the National Institute of Military Justice.
The Geneva Convention provides a POW who is being tried for a war crime will be tried by a military court, the same kind of court that would try our own personnel for a war crime.
But the Pentagon says many Iraqis have engaged in the kind of behavior that could strip them of their POW status, and they would face another fate.
If you're not a bona fide POW, for example, if you're fighting out of uniform, then you've abandoned or forfeited your rights under the convention, and you're not entitled to be tried by a military court. You may be tried by some other kind of forum.
After the war in Afghanistan, the United States shipped hundreds of unconventional fighters to a naval base at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Over 600 are still there, and the U.S. says it has no need to charge these people with particular crimes. So the U.S. could send illegal combatants from Iraq to Cuba, or the United States could establish military commissions. Professor Scott Silliman of Duke University says those commissions are a common wartime tactic for dealing quickly with battlefield crimes.
We could technically do it right on the spot because military commissions are authorized clearly under customary international law, and that commission may have less due process than our court-martial system that we use for our own servicemen.
But many military analysts say the characterization of Iraqi irregulars as terrorists may be more a part of the propaganda war than it is a preparation for trials or for placing Iraqis next to alleged terrorists at Guantanamo Bay. Political science professor Timothy Lomperis of St. Louis University says that if the United States is really interested in nation building, it will let the Iraqis deal with some war criminals.
Look at South Africa or look at El Salvador, where they had truth commissions. So when you get people who commit atrocities like that, I think that will be one of the first order of business in nation building is to set up tribunals by Iraqi people, not by Americans.
But Lomperis and others say that logic may not hold when and if the U.S. catches the really big fish, Saddam and his cronies. And other countries are already suggesting that these figures should be tried before some sort of international tribunal. But the United States has refused to participate in the newly created International Criminal Court, and the U.S. has rebuffed international demands that the U.S. charge or release prisoners held at Guantanamo Bay. Scott Silliman of Duke University says the U.S. will probably forge its own legal path when it comes to major trials.
My judgment is that whatever we do with regard to the prosecution of those who violate the laws of war in Iraq, it will be done with the United States firmly in control. There will certainly not be a yielding to the International Criminal Court simply because of the United States' stated position of opposition against that court.
So despite the U.S. condemnations of Iraqi war tactics, the U.S. may well save the legal war for the major players. For now, the military is reluctant to announce definite plans for how it's going to treat Iraqi POWs, perhaps to protect American prisoners from retribution. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.
There have been conflicting reports today about Iraq's Republican Guard, the so-called elite forces whose responsibility is to protect Baghdad and Saddam Hussein. U.S. military officials said some Republican Guard units have headed south from Baghdad to confront Army and Marine forces that are approaching the capital. But other reports suggest many Republican Guard troops have fled. U.S. soldiers say the roads to Baghdad are littered with military clothing discarded by retreating Iraqis. Iraq's government had some military success yesterday. Its military shot down a Navy F-18C Hornet with a surface-to-air missile and reportedly shot down a Black Hawk helicopter with small arms fire. A search is underway for the single pilot of the fighter. U.S. officials said 7 crew members of the helicopter were killed, 4 others were wounded and rescued.